Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Sunday morning edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm Big Jack and for
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
All right,
stop.
All right, I'm joined by Mr. Fantasy.
Good morning.
So you want to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings, but occasionally something else pops up over there, at least once a year. So swing on over there and check that out. But while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, well, we greatly appreciate that. There's also the Sports Time Radio Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Mr. Fantasy and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Mr. Fantasy is at?
Mr. Fantasy Sports.
See, I was telling Mr. Fantasy off the air, Dan actually picked up, I think he said he won $1 in the free roll yesterday. I did not, but I did manage to win $2.50 in the late night league. So at least I picked something up during the day. Have you been playing the free rolls and stuff? Because I have not done diddly squat in those.
No, during the week I haven't been playing anything really. So no, I haven't seen any of the free rolls.
All right, well let's jump in here and get today's rolling. A lot of big-name, high-priced pitchers here. Corey Kluber is the top guy at 11,800. You can find Chris Sale at 11,300. Jake Arrieta is at 9,600. And then Kenta Maeda and Irvin Santana are at 8,900. Where did you drop your pitching money at?
Yeah, there were a couple matchups I liked today, but the one, and it's the easiest one, is the top of the board, Corey Kluber against Tampa Bay. They're striking out more than anybody right now. They aren't hitting at all right now. I think it's a great matchup for him. So I plopped down 11-8 on Corey Kluber today.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, when you get guys like Kluber, you get guys like Sale. You know, even though Sale's pitching against a pretty good hitting lineup, the Yankees have been scuffling. Even Arrieta against the Diamondbacks, I mean, there's no saying he can't go out there and shut them down. It's never bad to, you know, spend that kind of money. I mean, just looking, I mean, Chris Sale averages almost 52 FanDuel points, and Kluber averages almost 50. I wanted to try something else, so I went down and hunted up your guy. And I decided I'm going to spend $8,300 on Michael Wacha. The Cardinals have been the best team in baseball for the last 2 weeks. And, they're playing a Braves team that is really scuffling right now. And I just think he has the opportunity to be kind of a surprise. And then I can build the rest of my lineup around Bryce Harper in the outfield. Oh, wait a minute.
Wait, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Talk about a team getting killed with injuries this year. The Nationals have just had big name after big name, it seems like, for them. And now the biggest name of all goes down. That's just incredible that they've been able to hang in first place. And now see what happens with Harper. Hopefully, for Nationals fans, it doesn't turn out to be a big deal.
Yeah, well, the original report was ACL and PCL tears, which would finish his season, I'm sure. But he's doing the MRI today, so once he gets the MRI, we'll actually get more official results. But as always, just kind of looking outside the top five. You would think Jason Vargas has a good matchup against the White Sox for $7,200. Is he somebody you looked at?
I looked at him, but he struggled his last, seemed like last couple times out. And if you've been paying attention, the White Sox seem to have a little resurgence going on that the young players are hitting. And, you know, they swept Houston this week. And I'm just wondering if, you know, this is shaping up to be a bad matchup for him.
Yeah, and I actually skipped a couple guys. Originally, I was going to go with Parker Bridwell in my lineup until I realized he was pitching against my Mariners, and I just couldn't do that. But I think he has an opportunity to have a very good game. And then right below him, you know, Jeremy Hellickson, I know he's not a big strikeout guy, but, you know, you're looking at a guy, if he can get you four or five and maybe get you a W along with putting up some innings, I think he has the opportunity to possibly rack up some numbers. Were you did you look either at either guy there, or were you just kind of fixated on Kluber at the top?
No, I started Hellickson. I'm trying to find the matchup here. Hellickson, though, I didn't really like it against the A's. Hellickson, I wasn't really in on. What was the other name? I missed the other name.
That other guy. Parker Bridwell.
I actually really liked that that matchup for him. And I was entertaining doing that, even though, you know, Seattle's been hot. And, earlier in the year, I would have never thought Seattle would have the second wild card spot and be really challenging. But it's going to be a tough matchup for him. But I think that could be a good matchup for him.
Yeah, then as you skip way down the board, and now this is something I'm under the impression that pretty much nobody is doing today, but Vance Worley has been really good for the Marlins. You know, his last two starts, oddly, both against Washington, he put up 31 and 40 points. Today, who's Miami playing today? I got to double check here and make sure I get it right.
Colorado.
He's facing Colorado. It's in Miami. So, he doesn't have to deal with Coors Field. I just wonder if, you know, he ends up being the sneaky guy down here at $6,000. I mean, there were some, you know, interesting names down here, but he was kind of the one that jumped out at me. Did you find anybody down the board that you had to kind of double check and look at and just be like, oh, okay, well, maybe I could go with him today and save some money?
Yeah, actually, if you go all the way to the bottom of the board, Sal Romano, I actually put a lineup together with him today. It was in a free roll that they had today. I used him, but I like the matchup. Milwaukee's not hitting as well right now. They're striking out a lot more than everybody else. And I think this is an opportunity for him to go out there and just be sneaky good and get you, even if he goes out five innings, gets you five strikeouts and maybe gives up a run or something, that could be well worth it for $5,500 with the lineup you could put around him. So I actually really liked him today.
Yeah, he actually beat me. I don't remember if it was last start or two starts ago he made. I think I put three guys in the lineup against him in Cincinnati, and he gave up one run over five or six innings and just shut the guys in my lineup down. So, mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe, you could do something like that again today, but, we'll have to kind of see how that goes. I know just outside of the top five, are you surprised that Dallas Keuchel isn't a top five pitcher? I know he's had some struggles coming back from the DL, but are you still surprised that they've dropped his price tag?
I was until I actually went in and looked at him, because he was a guy I was really high on. The Rangers are striking out a ton, and that's what you're looking for. And Dallas Keuchel, you think of strikeouts when you think of this guy. But if you go back, he hasn't pitched more than six innings, in forever, even before he got hurt. His last, since he's been back, it's 3, 5, and 4 innings is all he's managed to pitch in starts, and he giving up runs and he's not striking anybody out. So I was surprised when I looked at that because I really liked the matchup for him against the Rangers, and then I had to pull the trigger or I had to go somewhere else. But he was the first guy I was looking at when I saw the matchups today. So it turned out I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, I'm wondering, you know, if he has a, you know, sooner or later he's going to become a value guy with his history, and you know, people are, you know, probably going to start jumping on there. But it'll be interesting to see how he does against a, you know, the Rangers are still a good hitting team. So, you know, who knows what goes on over there. But all right, let's go ahead and take a wonderful look at our catchers here. Of course, you know, we have the joy of doing the lineup early means we don't have the access all the time to, you know, guys who are playing and all that other fun stuff. So we do the best we can. But our top five today, Yadier Molina is going to cost you $4,000. Wellington Castillo is $3,500. I don't know why Wilson Contreras is in here, but he would cost you $3,400 if you want to play a guy in the DL. And then you got Gary Sanchez and another guy in the DL, Sal Perez, at $3,000. So where did you end up going at catcher?
Well, before I tell you where I went, when I looked at this, were you shocked that Yadier Molina is $4,000? I couldn't believe that was his price tag today.
Yeah, you know, his price tag has just continued to go up. You know, I know he's on a pretty good streak, and the Cardinals are on a pretty good streak, but I think he's the only one that's really jumped like that. Now, you know, he's come back to earth a little bit. His last two games, he was a zero last night and a six the night before that. So, you know, and I mean, it's baseball, so things tend to even out. But I just couldn't see. And I like Yadier. I'm a, you know, a big fan, but I'm not paying $4,000 for Yadi. Sorry. So.
Yeah, I agree. But where I went is, you know, you're talking about value guys when you're looking at Keuchel and asking when his price gets to be value. I didn't have a lot of money to spend at catcher today. I wanted to spend it elsewhere. And I'm looking way down the board, and a name pops up. And I know he's having a bad year, but he's been a great hitter. And I just have a feeling about the matchup today for him. He knows the guy he's going against. They've seen each other many times. So I think this is an advantage for him. And I honed in on Victor Martinez. Now, he's not announced as starting, but he will start, I'm sure. And for $2,300, it was just too good for me to pass up down here on the board.
Yeah, he's another guy that the bottom has really dropped out on. He had he'd gotten hot coming out of the All-Star break, and I thought, okay, we're going to see the same Victor. But, yeah, the last, you know, week or so, or maybe even 2 weeks, he's really, really kind of scuffled. But, yeah, you figure it's a relatively safe play with him being in the lineup, because if he, you know, obviously he's not going to catch, but, you know, maybe he'll play first or he'll DH. So you should get an option there. Oddly, I ended up on the other side of the game you're in, and I went and spent $2,800 on Jason Castro. You know, he's been, you know, the Twins have been scoring runs lately. I think they lost on a walk-off yesterday, I think, in a double-digit game. But, you know, Castro's been, you know, .333 over his last six games. He, you know, at $2,800, it's not a huge reach to go out there and, you know, grab a guy like that. He's just kind of middle of the road. So I'm okay with that, looking for a, you know, a bigger day out of that. I have had lately really good luck with the lower tiered catchers. I know I used a Reds catcher earlier in the week that I didn't know much about, a guy named Stuart Turner, and he ended up putting up like 20 points for me. Sadly, the rest of my lineup stunk, so I didn't win anything with him, but that was a big, you know, kind of a big get. But I saw the only guy, oh no, there's a couple here. You know, Ryan Hannigan is down here, and then your guy Travis Dahnald has fallen all the way down here to $2,000. Hannigan's in the bottom of the Rocky lineup, but, you know, Donald is still hitting sixth for the Mets. It, you know, it's not a not a terrible RBI position. Can we can you get anything out of either of those guys today? I mean, you know, Donald was – they always thought he was going to hit for power, and it just really hasn't worked out. Hannigan is a power hitter, but, you know, he's not a regular guy. Do you like either of their matchups?
Well, we'll start with Denal against Eflin. Eflin has struggled at home this year, and he's you know, right-handed hitters are batting .294 with a .560 slugging percentage against him, and he's got a .713 ERA at home. I think that's a could be a really really good matchup for him. And the other name, who was the other name?
Ryan Hannigan.
Hannigan. Just, there he is. Yeah, from Colorado. Okay. Duh, I couldn't find him at first. Yeah, against, you know, Worley at home's got a 5.16 ERA this year. I know he's been, he had, you know, been better as of late. Against righties, he's got a 2.75 batting average against .490 slugging, a couple home runs he's given up at home. You know, it's an okay. I really like Denard's matchup a lot better than Worley's matchup or Hannigan's matchup. So I think Worley or Denard's a much better option today.
Yeah, and then if you're you know, if you're a real gambler, you're gonna spend $2,100 on Rafi Lopez, who's hitting eighth for the Blue Jays today. This is his fifth major league game, so. I don't know too many guys who are going to be jumping on that. You know, I know also at 2,100, you got Jesus Sucroy is going to catch for the Rays, but I would assume we're pretty much staying away from anybody and everybody who's facing Corey Kluber today.
Yeah, especially with the way the Rays have been hitting. That's just a bad matchup today for everybody.
You know, and then I saw your guy Yan Gomes in the lineup. He's going to hit seventh for the Indians. It'll cost you $2,300. You got anything on Yan today? Has he got any value?
Yeah, I was looking, and I was a little surprised. The guy who's going against what is it? Prut is his name. Has been, you know, some of his numbers have been better than I thought they would be. But at home, he's got a .443 ERA. His biggest struggle is against righties right now. We're, you know, well, it's kind of, I guess, even batting average is even, but power is righty. So this could be a good matchup for Gomes. He might find some guys on base in front of him today with RBI opportunity. So this is not a bad place for him today.
And then it looks like JT Realmuto is confirmed in the Marlins lineup here for us. He's hitting fifth. $2,700, that's not bad value for him. You know, he averages 9.7 over 100 games this year as a catcher. That's not bad at all. Is he scuffling a little maybe? Is that why he dropped down to $2,700?
I don't know if he's scuffling, but I like the matchup for him today. He is scuffling. I just clicked on him to look at his FanDuel stuff, and he's been down the last 7 days. He's averaging probably 2 points, but he's too good of a hitter. They go through streaks like that, but this is a good matchup for him. For $2,700, that's probably a really good value place for him.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get ourselves over to first base here and see what's going on. No surprise. Oh, well, I'll be changing my catcher in a minute because it's just been announced Jason Castro isn't starting. But Joey Votto, no surprise here, as hot as he's been, he's going to cost you $5,100 today. So that's big money. Paul Goldschmidt is next at 44, Cody Bellinger at 43, and then Anthony Rizzo and Matt Carpenter are both at 4,100. Where did you end up going with your first baseman at that? Jump back to catcher here to look for a guy.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about, we've been talking value guys, you know, so far for the day. And at first, and I ended up painting myself into a corner here when I put my lineup together, because Mark Reynolds is sitting down at 2,500, and I know he's had some scuffles, but he's too good with the power to scuffle like he is. You know, he's averaging over 11 points a game, and sitting at 2,500, I couldn't resist. And then they announced he's not starting today, and I can't go back and rejuggle my lineup, so I had to look for somebody down there. And I came across a guy I didn't know a ton about, and I, after looking at it, I liked the matchup for him. So I'm going with Matt Olson of Oakland for 2,300. He's averaging 8.4 points a game. He's got 23 games in so far, and he's done some good things. So I'm going to roll the dice. I like the matchup for him, and hopefully it works out for me.
Yeah, I went back and I took your advice. I'm going to save some money and spend $2,000 on Travis Dinald and see mm-hmm. if that matchup works out for me. And hopefully it will, it will break. Well, you know, what was really weird is, like, you know, I was kind of looking around and I was hoping to, you know, just grab a hot guy and jump on the hot hand or something and maybe try to ride that. And I realized that finally your guy CJ Crone has kind of woken up, and I was just kind of like, anybody on FanDuel has noticed that he's doing okay. And yeah, sure enough, they noticed. His price tag was way up at $3,500. So I did not want to pay that for him today. So I had to, you know, go and, you know, kind of search and kind of hunt. And I had a little money to play, you know, now I'm not a ton of money, but I've got a little bit of money to kind of mess with. And I figured if I was going to pay $3,500 for a first baseman, I'm going to go with Edwin Encarnacion, who's a lot more proven than CJ Crone, and he's hitting cleanup for the Indians. I know Austin Pruitt is a young pitcher. I think they have a chance to really get to him and put up some runs. So I'm going to go that route and spend it on Edwin Encarnacion.
That's a good play. So.
Oh, all right.
He's going against Seattle.
Yeah, I know. But, well, you know, I can use guys in the lineup. I just don't like to use the pitchers against them because, you know, they're obviously going to give up hits and stuff. So, while I check this out, you know, again, this is something you and I don't advocate, but you can save money at first base if you have to. Not so much you and I don't advocate it. We just never do it. You don't even play your guy Jesus Aguilar when he's in the lineup and way down here. But can you tell everybody what you know about Dominic Smith, who's hitting fifth and playing first base for the Mets today, down here at $2,000?
Yes, this is his third game. He's got one hit on his first game this year on 8/11, and he's got 3 total points. That's everything I know about him. And he's a lefty.
And it looks like this is going to be popular because Miami is going with Tomas, I'm going to guess here, and guess this is pronounced Talese. He's hitting sixth in their lineup. Now, he'll only cost you $2,200. So what do we know about him?
He's a switch hitter. He's played 4 games. Today's his fifth game. And, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, actually 6 games, it looks like, or maybe a couple more. He looks like he's got a little bit of power, but that's really it. He's, you know, doesn't have too many extra base hits and stuff. It looks like he's got 3 triples and a double so far in his career. But that's interesting that he's batting, you know, that high up in the lineup.
All right. Well, here's some guys we know a little bit more about. For $2,700, you can get Logan Morrison. Again, he's facing Kluber, so that's probably why he's down here. But he is hitting cleanup if you think Tampa Bay is going to score. But then for $100 more, you got Jose Abreu hitting third for the White Sox, and then Lucas Duda hitting second. You know, at least it's lefty-righty against Kluber. What do you got on those three guys falling out there?
Yeah, I don't like either one of the guys from Tampa Bay today. I think there's a lot of strikeouts coming there. The guy who I was interested in, and actually started in the free roll today, is Jose Abreu against Vargas. Vargas has given up more home runs from the right side of the plate and on the road than he does, you know, at home or against lefty. So I thought it was a good matchup for him. And with him with Vargas struggling a little bit, and Jose's been really hot, this might be a really good matchup for him, which would be bad for us, but.
So, yeah, you know, there's a little collection of $3,200 guys here. Carlos Santana hits six for the Indians. Or you can go with a couple cleanup hitters. Kendrys Morales is cleanup for the Blue Jays, and Wilmer Flores in the cleanup spot for the Mets. So, you know, they're decently priced guys, right? I mean, is there something here?
I think there is. Wilmer Flores, I had checked in on, and I just wanted to look at him. I just couldn't afford him, is what I think the problem was when I got into it. There we go. Yeah, against Eflin, you know, righties, we were talking about he's got a 294 with a 560 line with 713 batting or ERA. I think that's a really good matchup for Flores today. You know, the other two, Kendrys Morales, I think is the guy probably like the least out of these. When you look at him, I know he's a switch hitter. We're looking at he's going to bat left. Actually, now that I'm looking at this, I like it a lot more than I did before. That's actually a really good matchup for him. Carlos Santana, I think all three of these are really good matchups. I would probably say after looking at things, it's Flores, Morales, and then Santana, though, in that order is how I rank them.
So, and then, yeah, it looks like our last confirmed guy here, Justin Smoke at $3,700. Now, he's hitting third for the Blue Jays today, so he's in a good spot in the batting order. How's his projections today?
I love Justin Smoke today. Justin Smoke, you know, it's same what we were just talking about. You know, from the left side of the plate is where Cole's had a lot of his or most of his fits, and you know, his batting average is .320 against with a .563 slugging. This is a really good opportunity for Justin today.
So now, you know, the one thing I'm interested in here, I know. You know, Votto has been he's on a good streak now. He's hitting .450 over his last seven games. He's got three bombs, eight RBIs. You add in the 11 walks, obviously, you know, he's putting up some numbers. Now, the price tag is high. I think the only players I've ever spent $5,000 on is Mike Trout or maybe Bryce Harper. You know, he's got Matt Garza today, who's been better than I think anybody expected in a Brewer uniform this year. But again, it's still Matt Garza. Boy, you know, $5,100 is a big time price tag. Can you justify hanging that on him today?
I tried really hard to do that, and I wanted to, and I just couldn't do it because he's, you know, when you're paying that kind of money, you're looking for a guy who's going to give you maybe multiple home runs in a game, or you're going to get a homer, a double, and he's going to drive in four or five or something. And as hot as he's been, is he that kind of guy? He just doesn't strike me as that. And Garza, when we're looking at against lefties, is .263 at home with .426 slugging. So the numbers aren't really robust. I just had a hard time doing it. I'm sure he's going to go out there and put up some points, but, you know, I just felt like you could go, you know, spend, you know, on a Cody Bellinger today against San Diego, and you probably get the same numbers and save some money, or you could go down more and, you know, go to a Justin Smoke and get, you know, Justin Smoke's the guy you know is going to go out there, and you could get two home runs from him in a day. I would rather spend the money there than $5,100 on Joey Votto.
All right, well, let's go over to second base. We'll take a look here then. Brian Dozier going to top the board today at $4,100. Jose Altuve at $4,000. Eduardo Nunez at $3,900. And then Jonathan Scope and Robinson Cano are both at $3,800. You know, I didn't realize until earlier in the week that Jonathan Scope is like quietly among the top of the AL RBI leaders, so that was kind of interesting. Where'd you drop your second base money today then?
Well, I've been trying to figure out why I've been scuffling the last several Sundays when we've done this together. And I realized I stopped stacking my lineup. When I was stacking, I was doing much, much better. And so today I decided to get back into this. So this is the first guy in this game that I really think that I want to get as many of these guys in there as possible. And this guy's leading up for the Phillies today, Cesar Hernandez. I've got him for $3,200. It's a great matchup against the Mets. The guy who's out there is just going to give up a ton of runs today, and it's going to be a free-for-all for the Phillies today.
I went searching for, a guy I thought could be really, really good value who's having a bit of a hot hand right now. So I grabbed Yanvengis Solarte. There you go. Say that 10 times fast.
That's silly.
He's been really hot the last few, last week or so. I know he had one giant game in Cincinnati, and he was solid last night. But for $2,800, I like his matchup against Maeda today. Maeda's not a hard thrower. I think it gives him the opportunity to get some hits. And just for $2,800, I think there's good value there. Of course, the fact that the lineup doesn't come out till later can screw me up, but I'm figuring as hot as he's been, he's going to be in it. Of course, I thought the same thing about Jason Castro. Look where that got me. So we'll see, but I like the matchup here, so I'm going that route. All right, scanning the board here, or scanning the globe, like they used to say in Wide World of Sports. Darwin Barney is the first possible value guy we find down here. $2,200. He's been getting a lot of playing time lately for the Blue Jays, but he's hitting ninth. I know that's always kind of a damper there. You like anything with Barney today?
No, you're looking for lefties in that game. Righties aren't going to have as much success, and he's batting too low in the lineup. And it's just, I don't think it's a good matchup for him.
So, and obviously with Tampa Bay's lineup release, we know how we feel about these guys. But Brad Miller is hitting sixth in it for $2,600. But the other guy at $2,600, that this is really interesting here. Joe Panik is going to lead off for the Giants today. I know they're not a fantastic offensive team, but he's not facing Strasburg or Scherzer. Is there some value down here for a leadoff guy for $2,600?
Yeah, especially against Cole. Cole against lefties, and I know it's limited action, but Cole's got a 300-600 line, so 300 batting average, 600 slugging, and a 720 home ERA. I mean, this could be some sneaky value here. The problem is, like you said, they're not a good hitting team, and if they don't string anything together, your leadoff guy gets stuck, and you lose all the value that you get from him.
So, yeah, and then, as we slide up, DJ LeMahieu's been back in the Rockies lineup. He's been battling a tricep injury. And, when you kind of look at his stats and you look at his numbers, it appears that it's really affecting him. He is hitting second. He's down here at $2,800. That's a big drop. He was a top five guy. Do you think he's healthy enough to spend that money? I mean, we go from a one-hitter to a two-hitter, but $2,800 is still a pretty good value for a guy up there in that lineup. Do you like him today, or are we just kind of worried about the injury?
Yeah, the injury is really concerning. It's a good matchup for him. If you knew he was healthy, this was a matchup you'd buy in at $2,800 for sure. With the injury, I don't know that you can do it. I mean, but this is what you're looking for with him. He matches up very well against Worthy, and it's just the injury is too scary for me.
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Now, Yoan Moncada's here at $3,200. He's seventh in the White Sox lineup. Now, he roughed up the Astro pitching, but the Royals pitching has kind of shut him down these last two games. He's got a tough matchup with Jason Vargas, but we got bounce back today. Is he going to put up some numbers at $3,200?
I had checked into it. The matchup was decent for him. The problem I had is just as good as, you know, you can tell when you watch this guy how patient he is at the plate, and that he's going to be a good hitter. He's just inconsistent right now. And, I'm just trying to pull this one other stat out here. Here we go. So he's going to bat right, you know, the right side of the plate's where you want him. You know, Vargas on the road is a 3.53 ERA, but he, you know, last time out, he really scuffled. It's just, it's too risky for me still with him in this matchup. Vargas is good. I'm just not willing to bet on Mankata for 3,200 yet.
So now, there aren't a ton of second basemen released in the actual lineup, but I did see $2,700. The Reds lineup isn't out. You know, good old Scooter Jeanette, he's got one homer in his last six games, but he is hitting .292. Did he go yard against Matt Garza today?
You know, really, I think he could. I think it's a good matchup for him. Lefties are what you're looking for in this game. Problem is Garza at home's only given up, you know, three dingers so far. But I think this is a good matchup for him. I wouldn't have a problem starting him today.
Yeah, you know, well, that's good. And then the best second baseman as of late, no surprise here, is a Cardinal. All right, in his last seven games, Colton Wong is hitting .455. Now, it's reflected in his FanDuel price tag. It's jumped all the way up to $3,600. They're facing R.A. Dickey, you know, the good old knuckleball there. Do you like Wong today to stay hot?
You know, I think he'll do. I think he's going to do good. I worry about the power here against Dickey. And for that kind of money, that's what you're looking for. He's going to get he'll get you a couple hits. But you're really looking for righties against Dickey. That's where Dickey has scuffled on the road against righties. So that's what I'd be looking for today.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that worked out. The Reds lineup did come out. Scooter Jeanette hit F. So that's there you go. You can get Scooter in your lineup then. See how that worked out for you. So, I just noticed Wong was putting up just gigantic numbers like everybody else on the Cardinals. And then we'll do the top guy again before we move on. You know, you mentioned power. Well, Brian Dozier is going to give you that as a second baseman. Now his price tag is $4,100. But he's .375. He's got a double, a triple, three homers, and 10 RBIs in his last seven games. Still, $4,100 is a big price tag to hang on any second baseman, even if it's Jose Altuve. Are you rolling with him today? You got Dozier's back. You think he's going to hit?
Going to hit Boyd. He's a lefty. He's scuffled against righties. He's got a .307 batting average against .521 slugging percentage. And in that, and six home runs so far, .505 ERA. I think this is a good matchup for Dozier. I think he matches up really well. So I think this is a, you know, if you're looking $4,100 to put some money in, I think he's going to pay some dividends for that.
All right, well, let's get over to third base and see what our top five look like. We got Nolan Arenado, who got ejected last night for $4,300. Mike Moustakas, no surprise, he's moved up the board, $4,200. Justin Turner and Chris Bryant at $4,000. And your guy, Josh Donaldson, making a bit of a comeback, got himself back up to $3,900 value-wise. Where did you drop your third base money?
You know, I told you I was stacking today, and I went back to that Phillies game, and I've got Franco penciled in at third base for $2,800. He's batting sixth today.
So, yeah, I actually spent some money here at third base. I'm trying to think, and I don't believe there is, but is there a player hotter than Chris Bryant right now? Over his last six games, he's hitting .522. With a double and a triple. It would be nice if the power would come a little bit, but, you know, it's Brian. He's a legitimate power hitter. So, you know, any time out, he could just explode and have a two-homer game. But I like the fact that he's, you know, he's making really good contact, and I think that can bode very, very well. So I'm willing to spend the $4,000 on him and just kind of take the risk here that the power is going to come for him today. So,
yeah. The only problem, I agree with everything you said about Bryant, except for Zach Godley. The last time he faced them, he no-hit him, but he shut him out and got the win. And other than Bryant, I don't know that they're a better hitting club than when they faced him last time. The only thing that changes is they're in Arizona, but it's going to be a tough matchup today.
Yeah, you know, I'm just, again, you know, like I said, I'm trying to jump on the hot guy. My fear is, I know he's been battling. It was a hand or a wrist or something, and I think that's affecting the power more than anything else. And I am just a little concerned, but as hot as he's been, I'm willing to take the chance that, you know, he does something. And, you know, they got beat down pretty good last night by Patrick Corbin, so I'm hoping they bounce back against Godley, who, oddly enough, was a former Cub prospect. So I'll always remember that. Now, interestingly, we get to the bottom here. There are some guys. You can get Giovanni Urshela for $2,100, and then there's a group of guys at $2,200. E-Hire Adriazano is hitting ninth for the Twins. Yeah, I don't even know if that was anywhere close to right. Tyler Saladino is batting second for the White Sox. He's also $2,200. But the $2,200 guy I wanted you to talk about a little bit here, the Panda. Clean up for the Giants. Now, interestingly enough, he's had a hit in every game since returning to San Francisco. The Boston fans were lucky to get anything out of him. Is he, switch hitter? You know, we got it going here. Is he any type of value or interest today? Down there at 2,200, or you know, would you go with your guy Saladino? Because you know, being a White Sox guy, you want that number two hitter?
Yeah, actually, I would probably, just to look down here, I'd probably go with the guy from Minnesota today. I like him a lot better, even though he's batting ninth. The problem with Pop, yeah, Airy, how's that? Pablo, this is a good matchup for him, you know, against Cole, but there's no signs of power that I've seen, you know, since he's been back to San Francisco. So even though he's getting hits, you know, from your third baseman, you need some power. And, you know, even if he goes out there and gets you three singles, what does that do for you? I would go somewhere else.
2,200 isn't terrible. You know, nine points for $2,200. If you spend your money right, you know, if he drives in a run or, you know, something weird like that happens. I mean, you get double digits out of a $2,200 guy and you spend the rest of that money right, you know, it's not in bad business.
No, not at all. I mean, but this is the matchup you want for him. I mean, he's not going to have a better matchup the whole year. This is it. So if he's going to break out, this is the day he's going to do it.
All right. Now, you know, the Rays' best player is Evan Longoria. He's down at $2,700. Again, we know we've talked about him a million times already. He's facing Corey Kluber. Is he the only playable Ray today? You know, if you were going to use one, is he the guy to try to squeeze into your lineup?
If I was going to squeeze somebody in against Kluber, I would want – yeah, I'd want a righty in there. That's where where he's struggled on the road a little bit. He's got a .433 slugging percentage against, and he's giving up six dingers on the road against righties. So if you're going to do something, you want a righty in there. I just, with the way Longoria struggled, I don't know if that's the guy you want to go with. You know, you might want to go back and look at first base if you really wanted to get in there. I forget Logan Morrison and the other guy. Which guy's the right-hander of the two, but that's where I'd probably look. Or
yeah,
look to the outfield and grab one of the outfielders.
Logan Morrison and Lucas Duda are both right-handed, so, you know. They're left-handed, sorry. All right, well, we move up a little. We got Astrubal Cabrera's hitting second for the Mets today. He's $2,900. Now, I've noticed Anthony Rendon has tumbled down here. He's at $3,000. He's going to hit third today, so it looks like he's taking Harper's spot in the batting order. Do you like either of these guys? I don't think either one has an overpowering pitching matchup. Are they good value down here?
You know, Rendon is interesting. The problem is what you're really looking for today. I know it's not overpowering, but the kid they have is scuffling against lefties, righties. He's been solid, so I wouldn't want to start Rendon for that. For Cabrera against Philly, you know, Cabrera is a switch hitter. You know, Eflin is righty, so he's going to bat left. He scuffles against lefties bad. So that's probably a good matchup for him. Out of those two, I'd probably go with Cabrera today.
All right, now this is a you know, another one here. Nicholas Castellanos is hitting cleanup for the Tigers today. I know he's got a bit of a tougher pitching matchup because it's Irvin Santana, but we're still talking about a guy who's 370 with a homer and 9 RBIs in his last week here. 3,200? That seems like a really good value.
Yeah, against Santana, you know, has struggled, not struggled, but he's given up 9 home runs on the road against righties this year. He's got a 490 slugging. Castellanos is a good hitter. This could really, you know, be a good matchup for him. The only problem is on the road, Irvin Santana this year has only got a 2.52 ERA. But the advantage is they've seen Santana so much on the Tigers, so I think that they might have some success. At least I'm betting on that today. So I think it's a good matchup.
All right. Well, just these last couple guys here, we'll just see if you want to start them or not. You know, just tell me if you like their matchup or not. Derek Dietrich will cost you $3,300, but he is leading off for the Marlins today. Yay or nay?
For 33, nay.
Jose Ramirez price tag has slipped quite a bit. He's back in the third base slot here, hitting third for the Indians today at $3,400. Yay or nay?
Yeah, I think it's a good matchup for him. Yay.
All right, got a couple more here. This is the guy I almost went with. Eugenio Suarez is hitting sixth for the Reds, $3,700. Yes or no?
Yes.
And then the last guy here, Miguel Sano, hitting third for the Twins. He'll cost you $3,800 today. Is he a yes or a no?
He's a yes, right-hander against Matt Boyd, who has power. It's a great matchup for him.
Boy, why does this keep happening to me? I switched over to shortstop, and I had kind of predetermined I was going to start Zach Ozark. Yeah, he's not in the Reds lineup today. All right, at the top of the shortstop, we got Gene Segura for $4,100. Francisco Lindor will cost you $4,000. Elvis Andrews and Corey Seager at $3,700, and then Marwin Gonzalez at $3,600. Where did you go with shortstops?
Well, shortstop, I didn't go with a Philly on this one. I had to get into St. Louis, and I saw your guy sitting there, and he's been red hot, Paul DeJong, and so for $3,400, I couldn't wait to get him in the lineup. I couldn't click that button fast enough today.
I was kind of on the same track as you were. I thought, man, who's been, you know, one of the best players out there since he's been traded? Tim Beckham has been a monster for the Orioles. He was AL Player of the Week last week. He's hitting .448 this week, and his price tag is only $3,200. Again, I know it's a late game, but, you know, I can't see any reason why they wouldn't have Tim Beckham in their lineup. So, yeah, I went that route for $3,200. I think it's just a really good value, and if he stays hot, you know, I'm going to roll here. So I'm okay.
Nice.
Hey, oh, when did Mike Avila get back into the major leagues? He's a $2,000 player hitting eighth for the Marlins today.
Yeah, I didn't know he was back.
I had no clue. It looks like Ryan McMahon is playing shortstop for the Rockies, or at least that's what FanDuel has him listed on. He's played one game. He's hitting seventh for $2,000 as well. How about those guys for a little bit of value?
yeah.
But you're not gambling.
Yeah, I'm not going either way.
All right. Well, here's a couple of names we actually know. Miguel Rojas is hitting seventh for the Marlins. He's at 2,100. But interestingly here, Jose Reyes is eighth in the Mets lineup today. He's all the way down at $2,200. Can we steal something out of one of these guys?
I think Reyes, you have the best opportunity to. Rojas has a little bit of a tougher matchup today. But I'm not buying Reyes for $2,200. I'm not sure why. I mean, he's got a great matchup today, but I just can't do it.
All right. Well, let's see. Again, Aiden Echeverria is seventh in the Rays lineup. He'd cost you $2,400 if you trust him against Kluber. I don't think either one of us would go that route. Also at $2,400, here you go. Jose Iglesias, he homered last night for the Tigers. He's in the nine hole today. You like him against Santana? Just yeah or nay?
Against Santana, I do. I think it's a good matchup for him, but I'm probably not pulling the trigger on that one. But he's just too low in the lineup for me.
All right. Well, we'll just kind of throw it out. Tell me if you like the guy or if you don't like the guy. $2,500, you can get Jose Peraza hitting seventh for the Reds today.
Nay.
Also at $2,500, you can get Ryan Goings hitting sixth for the Blue Jays.
For the Blue Jays, hold on, I want to see something with this guy because this is actually could be interesting. I can't find. There we go. Yeah, this is a guy I think has got a decent matchup today, so yay.
Also, another $2,500 guy, Eduardo Escobar is hitting cleanup for the Twins today.
Yeah, that's a good matchup for him.
All right, we move up another $100 here. $2,600, Brandon Crawford hits second for the Giants.
Yeah, this is one of those, the lefties for San Francisco should have a big day today. Hopefully they can string something together, but this is a good matchup.
All right, the other $2,600 guy, Pat Velika, hits sixth for the Rockies.
Righty. Rockies, Worley, right. Yeah, I mean, it's a good matchup. Righties is where Worley struggled. We know he's been better, but this is a decent matchup for him.
All right, now we jump all the way up to $2,900. Wilmer Defoe hits sixth for the Nationals. I know he's been super hot. What's his value today? You like him or no?
Hold on. He's just starting left. Yeah, lefties are – this should be – you know, it's interesting with this guy that he's going against today. He's got a just limited, limited time. But lefties overall he struggled against, but on the road he's been better. I just don't think he's had enough opportunities. This should be a good matchup for DuPaul.
Okay, this is kind of interesting here to me. $2,900 also here. The White Sox have Tim Anderson leading off. Is he a value, yes or no there?
Yeah, I think he is. And I don't know what happened, but something seemed to wake up in him and he figured things out because he's been really hot.
All right, well, here's a Philly you don't have in your lineup. Freddie Galvis hitting second for $3,000. Yay or nay?
The only lineup I don't have him in today. I love him today, so.
All right, now probably the hot guy at the shortstop position, listed at shortstop in FanDuel, Jorge Polanco, seventh for the Twins. He's going to cost you $3,300, but does that value – does it roll over? Let me see. I can get you his numbers here. 538 in his last seven games.
Yeah, I mean, he's been playing well. This is a good matchup for him, but I'm just wondering if he's at that point where what you're going to get out of him for $3,300 with as hot as he's been may be too high of a price tag, but this is a great matchup for him.
Well, let's go ahead and trying to check something here to make sure all my damn outfielders are in the in the starting lineup today. I keep having that problem for some reason today. So I wanted to check that really quick before we move along. But let me give you the top five guys here. Mike Trout is right at the top at $5,000. They keep Harper in here at $4,900, but they do have him listed on the DL. Giancarlo Stanton at $4,800. You got to wonder if he's got another homer in him today. And then it's Charlie Blackmon and Nelson Cruz at $4,700. Where did you, who's your most expensive outfielder today we'll start with?
Yeah, you know, it was with Corey Kluber as my guy. I had no real money to spend, so I got one mid-tier guy in here, and that's, I went back to the Phillies, and I've got Herrera from the Phillies is starting for me for $3,700. He's confirmed in batting third today.
So, yeah, I you know, my first couple of guys, I kind of stuck with the same game in the outfield, at least for my first two guys. I spent $4,200 on Ryan Braun. You know, I know he homered yesterday. I like the matchup today. I know Romano was better than expected, but Braun seems to be kind of finding it a little. And if the Brewers are going to do anything, they need him to hit. So he's the first guy I dropped in at $4,200. It also doesn't hurt that he's hitting .517 over his last seven games, so I'm not complaining about that. All right, where'd you go next?
Well, next, I had to take a step down, but we've been talking a lot about the Minnesota-Detroit game, and I found a guy who's leading off for Detroit who's been really hot, and that's Mikey Matuk. I like the matchup for him today, $3,200 for a leadoff hitter. I'm taking it.
So, yeah, I have this unwritten rule that anytime Matt Garza pitches, I start at least one guy against him, no matter how good I think he's going to do. And today that guy is Adam Duvall, who's hitting cleanup for the Reds at $3,500. After seeing Garza pitch in Chicago for a couple of years, it's hard for me to get those images out of my mind. So I'm dropping Duvall in, hoping for some power and some big time scoring out of him today. So he's my second guy. Where did you wrap up your outfield?
Well, I'm going back to this value theme because after spending $3,200, believe it or not, I had no money left. But I actually penciled this guy in before I got the other two guys in my outfield. And talk about value, guys. I think this is a great place for this guy, and he's going to have it's a great game for him. And I went way down to the bottom of the outfield and pulled out Adam Lind, the lefty, going against San Francisco today for $2,200. He's batting fifth today for Washington. I think this is a great place for him, and he's going to hit a dinger today and drive in a bunch of runs. I think this is a great day to start him.
Yeah, unlike you, I actually had money left, so I was okay here. I went out and got myself one more cleanup hitter. I went with Marcell Ozuna of the Marlins today. He cost me $3,500, but he's hitting cleanup as well. I just think it's a really, you know, he's always a solid run producer, so I think it's not a bad idea to get him in my lineup. Hopefully the Marlins score today, and I'll be okay with him. So there you go. All right, speaking of value, you know, always I ran down to the bottom here, and it's, you know, a lot of the names we don't know, but you can get Carlos Moncrief for $2,000 hitting seventh for the Giants. Here's a Philly you didn't use, Hyunsoo Kim, who they got in the Jeremy Hellickson trade. He's hitting seventh for them. Let me see if I can find any more here. No, it looks like we jumped to 2,100 then. Brandon Nimmo hits seventh for the Mets, so that same game. Malik Smith is a $2,200 guy. You went with Adam Lynn. I don't know why you didn't use this Philly either. Rhys Hoskins is hitting cleanup for them today. He's at $2,200.
I was trying to stack guys, and I wanted to go with the 1, 3, and 4 hitter today is where I really wanted to go in one league. And I saw who he was batting fourth, and I didn't know anything about the guy and looked at his numbers and couldn't pull the trigger.
Obviously, you know, he's only played in three games, so there's not a huge sample size about him. But you know, we'll, you know, kind of a wait and see thing. I'm sure he's a, you know, he's just one of their many prospects they've acquired over the years. I can tell you, he was a first baseman the majority of the time in the minor league. Big time power guy. He hit 284, but hit 29 bombs with 91 RBIs and 115 games for their AAA team.
Wow.
So, you know, his career in the minors, 455 at bats. He's a 287 hitter with 93 homers. So he is a power guy. But you know, he doesn't have any hits yet in the majors. But again, it's been a, you know what, three games. I think it's like, you know, six at bats or something. I don't even think it's a bunch of at bats. So, you know, he could, you know, he's a guy who's worth taking a chance on for $2,200. I think, you know, if you think you're going to get some power, you know, that's not a bad, you know, not a bad shot if you get a homer out of a $2,200 guy.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see. You know, the other names here just kind of in the starting lineup. Andrew Romine is at $2,300. You can get Jesse Winker or Jared Parker at $2,400. I think Parker is a lefty. I know you you like them today against Washington, right? Can he be a guy? Can we steal him at $2,400? He's hitting third in the Giants lineup today, so he's in an interesting spot. Can there be, you know, something there?
Yeah, that's interesting. There could be. I'm just wondering with the way they set up their lineup today. Obviously, they're seeing the same thing I am. You know, one, two, and three are all lefties in that lineup today. You know, maybe that would be interesting. You could save a ton of money and then spend somewhere else and just do one, two, and three on that San Francisco lineup. On paper, it's a great matchup for all of them.
So, yeah, and then you know, the $2,400 guys here, Ezekiel Carrera is actually hitting fifth for the Blue Jays. That's kind of interesting. And then Byron Buxton is eighth for the Twins. Nicky Delmonico's hitting fifth for the White Sox today. I know he's done much better than expected. Wow. You got Kevin Carr hitting seventh for the Blue Jays. Bradley Zimmer is sixth for the Indians. Gorkys Hernandez is eighth for the Giants. Adam Engel is ninth for the White Sox. So, you know, you can find, you know, there's a little value here and there in some of those guys. You know, Austin Jackson is batting second for the Indians. He's 2,600. Robbie Grossman is second for the Twins. So there are some options. Now, how about Granderson leading off for the Mets today at $2,700? I know he's been big time up and down, but does he fill in at all there as a leadoff guy down there?
You know, he was a guy that when I saw the pitching matchup, I was really interested in, and I just never got to him when I was going through things. This should be a great matchup for him. The lefties in that Mets lineup should have some success today. So I really like Curtis Granderson today.
All right. Well, let's play our fun game here. At $2,800, would you rather play Cargo, who's hitting fifth for the Rockies, or Nick Williams, who's hitting fifth for the Phillies, because I know you like that game?
Nick Williams. I love Nick Williams.
All right,
today.
At $2,900, would you rather play Gerardo Parra, who's in the Rockies' cleanup spot, or Alex Presley, who's hitting second for the Tigers today?
Ooh, Alex Presley, huh? Yeah, I would probably go with Parra. Well, hold on, let me just make sure. Do I have that? I have him the opposite. For some reason in my head, I had him as a righty, but he's a lefty. Yeah, I still like Parra better. I think Parra's a better matchup than Presley today.
All right, at $3,000, are you playing Jay Bruce, who's hitting fifth in that Indians lineup, or Lourie Garcia, who's batting eighth for the White Sox today?
Yeah, I think I'd have to go with... Yeah, I was wondering that too. Yeah, he's got a lot of zeros in his line lately. Yeah, I'm just gonna go with Jay Bruce. I think the matchup is better, and he's gonna have guys on base in front of him. But Garcia, yeah, I'm gonna go with Jay Bruce. That's a tough one, though.
All right, 3,100. Would you rather start Corey Dickerson, who's leading off for the Rays, or Abisail Garcia, who's hitting cleanup for the White Sox?
Yeah, I think Garcia's got a much easier matchup today. I would go there.
Definitely. All right, for $3,200, would you use Steven Souza Jr., who's a fifth for the Rays today, or would you spend $100 more and pay $3,300 for Brian Goodwin leading off for the Nationals?
Goodwin is a lefty, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah. He is.
Yeah. You know, there he is. Steven Souza, that guy that maybe you take a chance on against Kluber. Kluber is hittable against righties. So when we're talking about righties to look for, Steven Souza Jr., maybe that guy you want to do it. But I think just because of the pitching matchup and that, I'd rather be in on Brian Goodwin today.
All right. Would you pay $3,400 to get Christian Yelich, who's hitting third for the Marlins, or would you spend $100 more and take Billy Hamilton, who's leading off for the Reds?
I'm Yelich. And you skipped my fun. You went right over Melky because I could just say start Melky just Dan. So.
Yeah. Well, the way Melky's been playing, you may want to start Melky anyway. So I was just disappointed because I realized Kansas City fans had Melkman outfits and Dan never had one. So that was kind of hurtful.
Oh.
Yeah. $3,600, would you take Eddie Rosario hitting fifth for the Twins, or would you pay $100 more to jump back in the game you like and take Odubel Herrera hitting third for the Phillies?
Well, considering I'm starting Odubel Herrera, I would probably go there. But Rosario is not a very – it doesn't have a good matchup. You're looking for righties in that game.
All right. Justin Upton is at $3,700. He's hitting third for the Tigers. Yes or no?
Yeah, I like him.
All right. Okay, here we go. We got Jose Bautista. He'll cost you $4,000, but he's leading off for the Blue Jays.
That is – wow. I missed this. He just – all year it seemed like he hadn't really got going, and I looked at his numbers and clicked here, and he's been raking lately, and he's got a good matchup today. I like him. I like what I see a lot.
All right, it looks like our last guy here, Michael Conforto, hits third for the Mets. He'll cost you $4,200, but he's in that game you like. Are you going?
Yeah, he's got a great matchup today. Lefties in that in that Mets lineup are gonna have a big game today.
All right, well let's jump in and go over your lineup again for us, and we'll see how it goes here.
All right, I got Corey Kluber on the bump for me. Victor Martinez catching. Matt Olson from Oakland is at first. Cesar Hernandez is second. Franco is at third. Paul DeJong is my shortstop, and my outfielder is Herrera, Matuk, and Lind.
All right, and then I went with Michael Wacha. I took your advice, and I'm using Travis Dinald as my catcher. I got Edwin Encarnacion at first, Yarvengis Solarte at second, Chris Bryant at third, Tim Beckham at short, and my outfield is Ryan Braun, Adam Duvall, and Marcel Ozuna. So there you go. I know you've got a bunch of other lineups because you got Phillies in them all over the place. What did you do the free roll? Were you in on that?
Yeah, I did. Actually, here's my free roll. I've got Sal Romano is my pitcher. Travis Dinard is my catcher. Joey Votto's at first for me. Cesar Hernandez second. Mike Moustakas is third. Paul DeJong is my shortstop. And then I've got Herrera, Nick Williams, and then Charlie Blackman.
Yeah, I am I'm actually editing my free roll right now because three of the guys I had in the lineup aren't starting. So that,
I'm kind
that
of,
made it.
I'm going to be doing the same thing because after we went through everything, I found some guys in the outfield I like better than who I have. So I want to go in there and make a couple changes.
Yeah, I was just kind of like, oh, okay, I guess we're going to have to shuffle here and shuffle there. But, yeah, my free roll ended up, I went with Ervin Santana as my pitcher. Carson Kelly of the Cardinals, I'm gonna use as my catcher. Ryan Zimmerman of the Nationals at first. Brian Dozier of the Twins at second. I'm on board with you here. I got Mikel Franco of the Phillies at third. I like Tim Anderson in the leadoff spot, so I took a shot there with him of the White Sox. And then my outfield, oddly, very similar to the other one, Ryan Braun, Adam Duvall, and then I've got Gerardo Parra. So that was that's my free roll for the day, which hasn't been doing very well. I'm realizing on the free rolls I take too many gambles because they're free and it doesn't bother me as much. So I'll have to see if maybe I can do something, but you know, we'll see how it goes. But all right, we are actually going to run away a little early because Mr. Fantasy is a little under the weather today. So let me hunt down the music and we will say goodbye. There we go.
All right.
Dan and I are back at 5:30, so meet us here. Thanks for jumping in. Park at a door. One of those that happened. As always, you know the deal while we're gone. SportsTimeRadio.com. Check out what goes on over there. Follow the link over to the Facebook page. Give that a like. Don't forget the Twitter at SportsTimeRadio. You can jump on there. You can also find Mr. Fantasy and I on Twitter if you'd like to do that. Big thanks for listening live, but don't forget, you can hunt the podcast down anytime you want at tunein.com.
All right. Well, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.